right. I'm here with Mr. Doug Winter from the U.S. Soybean Board. We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Mr. Winter, tell me a little bit about what you're doing here and maybe some of the things that you've recently done. I hear that you've been to D.C. recently.
Yes, I got back from D.C. Wednesday. One of my outside appointments from United Soybean Board is a member of the board of directors for Center for Food Integrity. And Center for Food Integrity is a coalition. I guess I should give you the purpose. The purpose is to kind of reestablish the trust with the consumer about their safe food supply, and to kind of relink all the way up through the food chain from the farmer. Center for Food Integrity involves the farmer, the processor of ag products, the retailers, and we try to go through the entire food chain, and all of our programs are pointed with developing the conversation with the consumer to, like I said, to answer their questions about the safety and the proper handling of their food supply, to let them know that they do have a safe and trustworthy food supply in the U.S.
And is Common Grounds part of that program?
Actually, we do some work with Common Grounds. It's a separate Common Ground and the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, USFRA. Those are more programs that link farmers and consumers in a direct one-to-one conversation. Center for Food Integrity kind of links everything from the dirt to the table, is the analogy I've used on it. It takes everything from the farmer that produces the raw product in a lot of cases, and all the way through the grains and livestock producers, processors of various types, and that sort of thing. And it's kind of a coalition of all the members of the food chain, the people involved in the food chain, all the way to the consumer.
Well, and of course, a lot of our products here in the U.S., especially our soybeans, go overseas. So is that something, like with countries like the European Union and China not wanting sometimes our products, is that something that the food integrity people work with as well?
Predominantly, Center for Food Integrity works just domestically in the food supply. They don't deal a lot with exports. I'm on the what they call Freedom to Operate working group for United Soybean Board. It's equivalent to a committee. And I'm also, they have sub-working groups under that, and I'm the lead for international opportunities. And Freedom to Operate deals, from that standpoint of the board, from the United Soybean Board, checkoff board, we deal with a lot of those things coming up in China with the rejection of shipments, particularly dealing with soy, national corn growers. Of course, each one deals with the commodity-specific. Corn growers will deal with corn. But that's what our particular working group action team deal with, those type of situations, and try to rectify anything. A lot of times we'll deal with something, they'll find a trace. Like last year, they found mineral oil. Well, mineral oil in Europe and in a lot of foreign countries is actually what we would call crude oil. And there's a lot of mineral oil used in soybean shipments to be able to get for dust control. And it has no adverse effect on the beans, but in the terminology, our group had to work to some of our staff had to work out to line out to tell these people, you know, what the differences were. But that's predominantly where that part of it does. Center for Food Integrity is predominantly domestic.
That's really great. Well, it's great that we've got people out there that are willing to help people understand that, because it is, we've got to have people that understand better where our food comes from. And I'm thankful for people like you who are out there and making sure that happens. Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
No, that's just that we try to do the best job that we can do for our main mission for United Soybean Board, for the Soybean Checkoff, is to improve the profitability of the American farmer. And that's all 70 of the board members on the United Soybean Board, I think that's really, when they sat down for a meeting in our individual work groups, that's what our first and foremost thought is how can we improve the profitability and the trustworthiness of our food supply?
Well, this week, since USDA did come out with a report saying that farm profits are expected to be down about 22% in the coming year, is that something that y'all are concerned with?
I think it's something we'll have to pay attention to. I think the American farmer probably is going to have to sharpen his pencil a little bit more this year than what he's had to for perhaps the last two or three years, because we've had a pretty good year, you know, profit-wise. Farming, I started farming with my dad in 1977. After you've ridden the roller coaster up and down a few times, you turn to realize that don't put too much stock in $16 soybeans and $8 corn, because it'll change. So, but I think, the American farmer is pretty resilient. they've always been pretty good financial managers for the most part, so I think it's something we'll come on through. We'll just have to think about it a lot.
I think you're right. I think either way, people have got to eat, so I think we'll make it.
Right.
Well, Mr. Winter, thank you so much for being with us. This is Anna Lee Peek for AgWired in Louisville at the National Farm Machinery Show.